We're here at the 2011 SCAC Soccer Championships in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Oglethorpe head men's soccer coach John Aiken. Oglethorpe picking up the SCAC Championship this afternoon in a 1-0 thrilling win over Center College. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Coach, SCAC Champions, just take me through how the game played out for your Peachels today.
You know, honestly, we knew we had the advantage. Center's a good team, but they had a war with Trinity last night and played exceptional to get the result. And we knew they were physically worn down, and you know, we didn't give them any opportunity to really take advantage of any of our mistakes. And we were very clinical with our passing, very sharp. And to their credit, you know, we hit the bar twice. Their keeper had some unbelievable saves, and it was thrilling till the end. But you know, I thought we could have put a few in there. But you know, they fought till the end, and you know, you got to give Center a lot of credit to take the number four team to beat the number four team in the country, and then to turn around with their third game and give us a 1-0 game was says a lot about them.
Coach, you knew that Center was going to bring a lot of fight to the game today. It's always a war between Oglethorpe and Center. You faced them 8 days ago, I guess it was, and a tough 3-1 win. What does it say about your team to be able to turn around and beat a team like Center twice in the same year within 2 weeks?
You know, I was a little nervous about that because that was the fourth rematch, the third or fourth rematch that had happened. Colorado College beat Southwestern 5-1 at Southwestern, and Southwestern came back and won. Center had lost to Birmingham Southern here 3-0 and turned around and played them in the tournament and won. And we played Center in, a week ago, and even though we won, I was nervous just about you know, the way things go sometimes. But the guys overcame it with clinical passing, playing soccer the right way, and you know, I was just excited we got the job done.
Center midfield Sean King with the game-winning goal today, Coach. A really nice build-up to that goal. Just take me through that goal and then the way you saw it from the sidelines.
You know, I think Sean played a 1-2 and then played an entry pass into Jacob and Jay Kuba. Call him Kuba. He held the ball up extremely well. He's a very strong physical player, and he did his job, laid it off, and Sean King, I mean, what can you say? 20 yards out, bends it around a player, and in the side net, it's just he's big time.
Head coach of the SCAC Men's Soccer Champions, how does that sound?
Exciting again, and I'm very proud to be a part of this program, and you know, exciting to see what the next 10 years is going to be like.
You know, Coach, one of the things that when I talk to head coaches after they've won championships, not only is there the excitement of the championship, but you get that AQ into the NCAA tournament, and you get to continue to, you get to go back to practice with this group. You have a group of seniors that you get to continue to play with, and you get to continue to be around. How exciting is that as a coach to continue to work with this group, knowing there's more soccer left in the season?
Honestly, there have been there. I think we have five or six seniors, and two of whom start. And all of them have stepped up big time over the course of the season, and I'm going to miss them greatly. But to keep the season going, you know, just like anything, you know, you don't want these good things to end. We know it has to sometime, but hopefully it won't be until December 4th in San Antonio.
Frank Peterson, four big saves today, and you got a guy like Mark Lavery in the back. Another, your second straight shutout. You don't allow a goal in the SCAC tournament. Talk about that back four and your goalkeeper and how well they played this weekend.
You know, honestly, you know, Frank has had some moments over the course of the season where he has saved us, and then some moments where he's been, you know, hasn't played his best, and he has been absolutely stepped out of his shell. Really, he's been a good goalkeeper, but he became a leader in the back four today. Normally, Mark and Nikos really set the tone, but Frank was every bit a part of that leadership group in the back.
Heading to the NCAA tournament for the first time in your coaching career with this Oglethorpe team, Coach, obviously we don't know who you'll play, but what will this team need to continue to do well that you have done throughout the course of the season, throughout this weekend, to get ready for this NCAA tournament and hopefully have a good showing for the SCAC?
I think we'll obviously start with our scouting once we find out who we play. I like to think that we could play with anybody in Division III. Player for player, we really have a special group. I think we play a very sophisticated style. Unfortunately, in a win-or-go-home format, you've got to take your chance as well. And, I mean, in tournament play, anything can happen.
Oglethorpe head men's soccer coach John Aiken again. Oglethorpe picking up the SCAC championship today, an exciting 1-0 win over Center College, advancing to the NCAA tournament. Coach, congratulations again, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot, Russell. It means a lot coming from you. Thanks.